This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Discoloration by Faux Fur off of their self-titled. Before that, Distance by Dories off of Outside Observer. And then the first of the three was Unraveled by Smallmouth off of All Ports in Frequent Seas. And this is another repeat playlist for mine that I'm repurposing rather than just replaying. This is number 95 from early October 2021, which feels a lot closer than it actually is. Just a little bit frustrating for me. Or confusing, maybe. I don't know how to put it. Yeah, and I guess the last time I pulled a, well, last week, when I last pulled a playlist from the past, it also had some Smallmouth on it, so I guess it's a band that I tend to return to in the fall months, or at least did in the past. And I specifically chose this one instead of going off, this playlist, instead of going off of the next one chronologically from the last playlist I used, because as it so happened, the songs didn't really sit right with me anymore. And I remembered that during this period of time, I got into some albums that I really liked. And I saw it had some other songs that I really like and that I'm kind of in the mood for tonight. So these are the ones that I'm going to be playing tonight. So October 2021. Blast from the past for me. But yeah, again, this is because my hard drive failed and contained my music library. Hopefully that'll be recovered someday. But for everybody out there who keeps files on their computer, remember to back up your stuff. Yeah, even if just occasionally. Anyway, coming up next is a song called D-D-D-D. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song was Kita Kamakura by Yamaimo off of their self-titled, before that Bird Feeder by a country western off of the Bird Feeder album. And then the first of those three was a name that I can't quite pronounce. The name of the track, however, was DDDD. Artist was Aeon Coffee. That's the way to say it. That's off of SFSE Demos, which you can find on Bandcamp. I think he's from Ireland, Scotland, or something like that. But the photo that's used for that Bandcamp page reminds me a lot of Northern Ontario. I was kind of hoping that he'd secretly be from there. It'd be nice to be able to label that album as Canadian content, but oh well. I think, too, that when I used that track, it wasn't the first playlist I'd used it in, and I think I'd specifically brought it back out in this playlist because I had a dream where the letter D appeared many times on a wall in some weird castle-slash-library thing in the woods, and it had some big bottomless pit in it. It's all coming back to me now. Yeah, that was a pretty eerie dream, but I like that album a lot, and I really like that song, and, yeah, it kind of lives in my head as this sort of, I wish it was CanCon. I have a few artists like that. I don't know why. Part of it is, like, this feeling of, like, closeness to the music, I guess, or feeling of, like, a representation of Canada somehow. I feel the same about Kid Dakota sometimes, but, yeah, I guess that's... it's kind of a weird inclination. Anyway, coming up next is some stuff by the band Monopot. Thank you.
though you've known a thousand men. Never sailed on your sea. And though you've known a thousand men, but still, water singed their skins. Icy waves drive them back again. Helmets, oars, and swords are washed upon the shore. Gave them all a thousand chances. And you'll give them a thousand more. In your eyes, a thousand challenges.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Spread Your Bloody Wings by Smog off of Doctor Came at Dawn, before that Fifth Wall by Picastro off of Read Your Blues. Then the first of the three was Alien Me Alien by Monopot off of Something Is Like Nothing Was, which is another album that I like to revisit in the fall time. Looking back at this playlist, very pleased with that transition from Picastro into Smog. I've listened to a good deal of Smog's discography, but just somehow I didn't know what to expect, even though I made this thing, a couple of years ago, from jumping into a Smog song like that. But yeah. I feel like that pairing right there is really good. Likewise with Monopot. And I've been listening to Smog's Wild Love quite a bit recently, and I'm really enjoying that album, and it makes me appreciate this sort of patterns that Bill Callahan puts into his albums, at least with Smog. This sort of like jumping from a lighthearted song to something heavier, and I don't know, there's something very enjoyable about listening to one of his albums. It just feels it feels active in a way. It feels like an album in a sense. It doesn't feel like this sort of abstract thing. It kind of feels like him talking to you. I'm not sure exactly how to say that, but they're fun to listen to, and like I said before, Wild Love is terrific, and it's got a ton of great songs on it, especially and what is it, it's a song about Prince. I forget the full name of the song. It might just be Prince. But it's the second last one, and that's a really terrific one. And if I had a place to save music on my computer, for, you know, for good, permanently, I'd be playing something from that album. Probably that song about Prince, which I really enjoy. But yeah, cool albums. Good stuff. Who doesn't like Smog, right? Yeah, anyway, moving up. The next song is going to be from the band Bug Eater.
swear.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I hope I didn't mess that up. My name is Ari. The show is past tense. Last song was Roseanne by Yalele off of Fan. Before that, Gary by Lung Cycles off of The Other One. Before that, Couch Bed by Bogeater off of Helioscope. And I forgot to mention before that I messed up the date for this thing. This playlist was originally from October 3rd, 2022. I was looking over the songs and noticed some discrepancies, some plot holes, if you will. Anyway, mentioning Yalele, he's actually got an album coming up, releasing this October. It's called Bird in Transit, if I got the name right. Yeah, Birdhouse in Conduit. It's kind of close. No singles released yet, but I'm pretty excited about this one. Really enjoyed humming by, and I'd like to see where things go full album-wise after Separation, because I really loved Separation. And, I mean, if you know what Separation sounds like, if you know what humming by sounds like, if you know what the last of his few albums sound like, and you compare it, say, to something like Fan, which, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, you can hear this really big difference in his music, so it's exciting again to see these sorts of changes in an artist's approach, let's say. I don't even know if saying subject matter would be the right thing, but just how much tone has changed, and like, I don't know, as a non-musician, it's really hard for me to put these sorts of things into words. Kind of a constant struggle of running a radio show and having to fill up time talking about the music, but you know, as someone who, I like to write, and I like to, I don't know, think about the way that my own writing changes over time, and I find it really interesting to reflect on the way that a musician's music changes as well. There's some really interesting things to consider in that way, and it's just exciting. It's cool to see someone change in their art. Anyway, that's the end of the hour. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.
Something Mighty is coming to Kingston on Wednesday, October 15th. Mighty Bird Kingston is celebrating its Mighty OG Day with a one-of-a-kind deal. you can get a delicious hand-breaded fried chicken sandwich from Kingston's highest rated crispy chicken restaurant for just $5.99. This deal is one day only, and there is a limit of one per customer. On October 15th, swing by Mighty Bird Kingston at 764 Gardner's Road and taste the mighty difference.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
One of the most bitter, hard-hitting rivalries in the OUA takes center stage on Saturday, October 18th, as the Queens Gaels host the Windsor Lancers in a homecoming clash. Can the Gaels close out the 2025 regular season with their biggest win to date? Or will the Lancers avenge last season's heartbreaking playoff defeat? Two of Ontario's best do battle for pride, for glory, and for playoff position. Gaels versus Lancers. Everything to prove. Everything to lose. Catch it all on CFRC 101.9 FM. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Evening, this is CFRC 101.9 FM.